Tell me about the ways you are open right now.
Well, we're doing walk-up concessions right now on Friday and Saturday.
From 6:30 to 8, we've been offering virtual screenings that people can access through either our website, email, or Facebook. And it's basically a link that takes you to a movie that we are partnering with a studio where we share the proceeds 50-50. And it's just a way to be able to offer something and kind of stay in touch with our patrons who we miss. You know, it's kind of a flip scenario where usually we submit a box office and, you know, film payments to a company, and now they're going to be sending that stuff to us instead.
Tell me a little about the plans you have in place in the event that you do reopen.
Our capacity would be 31.
From 125.
In order to maintain six foot. And the way we have it laid out is in pairs of twos. You know, you got an aisle seat and then the next two in from each aisle. And then you skip a row and then the same thing. You know, we have a friend came up with these plastic seat covers so that, you know, you can remove them, because that was an issue. How do you disinfect
fabric
seats without ruining them? You know, so we've taken the fabric inserts out of the arms so that we could clean them more easily. And we got the plexiglass shield and the concession.
And the sanitizer and the wipes and the social distance mark in the lobby, which the lobby's small anyway, so we'll probably be doing one customer at a time, which is okay with with such a low number, everybody will be fine.
It's challenging, though. I mean, really, you know, technically you should sit with a mask if you're sitting in a room for 2 hours, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how that works, how you eat concessions. You know, it's got the industry stumped. It really does.
Does that feel like it would be financially viable if people showed up in those numbers?
It's barely worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It's what, you know.
Every business has to decide what's best for them and what works for them. And, you know, we're no different in that regard, except that we're an indoor business, keeping people indoors for a couple of hours.
The other problem is nothing to play. And as a result, people are playing repertory films. Apparently, Goonies has been the big hit in all the, you know, in all the repertory movies that theaters around the country that are open have been playing.
Since these are repertory titles, no one's reporting any box office numbers, so there's really no way to know how theaters are doing.
You know, this is another one of those crises. You know, you had television, and you had VCR, and then you had the internet and streaming, and all those things were said to be the, you know,
the death
end,
knell.
Right, movie houses. Now, this that's happening is carrying a lot of that stuff, too, because some of the studios are releasing to streaming movies that they would have put in theaters. But when it all the dust settles, the question is, you know, what impact is the streaming model going to have? And maybe the studios are going to say, hey, this worked pretty good for us. Let's just keep doing it. And then the theaters suffer a little more.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Stay tuned. I mean, we're not going anywhere. We're just trying to ride this out. We had family here recently for the first time since this started, and we actually watched a Blu-ray in the theater. And, I mean, you just sit there, and it just
still works.
Like, wow, yeah, this is where I want to be. This is what I want to be doing, and there's nothing like it.
Man, the experience when a whole crowd gasps or cries or laughs,
mm-hmm.
it's really not the same on Netflix.
The best. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the best. Even if we're only hearing 31 people laugh, it's still good.